bleeding through the generational conflict. There certainly isn't anything new about conflict between generations. When I was young, they called it the generation gap. In rhetoric, even Aristotle writes at some length about the problems with youth. But today, this conflict seems to have become even more significant, especially in the workplace. Leadership tends to be very personality driven, and people tend to reflect previous leaders when they take on a leadership role themselves. Leaders from the baby boom generation grew up at a time when an authoritarian style was more common, but also when some leaders were becoming more enlightened. Until fairly recently, though, most leaders didn't concern themselves too much with the idea of knowing individuals and understanding needs and motivations. They just issued orders and expected obedience. That's the way their bosses were, and so that's what they learned. But there were those who studied leadership in the mid-20th century and began to suggest a more participative style of leading. As other leaders saw that those styles were more effective, there began a general shift towards the newer methods. Of course, that wasn't universally true. In some industries, those who were uncomfortable relinquishing the more authoritarian styles felt threatened and tended to hunker down and adopt a defensive posture. To complicate matters, many baby boomers worked hard their whole lives to reach the point where they were making decisions and issuing orders, and they saw new ideas about leadership styles as threatening everything they had worked for. When a new generation comes along with different, sometimes radically different, ideas and work ethics, the older generations don't always want to hear it. On the other hand, Xers and Millennials grew up in a very different world and expected not only a different leadership style, but a whole new work environment. The Silent and Baby Boom generations were accustomed to a certain status quo, while Xers and Millennials were more used to getting what they wanted and making their own decisions at a much earlier age, thus setting the stage for conflict. Obviously, something or someone has to give, but who? Most of the literature written by boomers indicates they have done great things, and other generations need to realize that and follow their lead. The literature written by Xers tends to show that they have had a difficult life up to now, and though the other generations don't understand them, they have the answers to a better world, and other generations need to realize that and follow their lead. There isn't much real literature yet by millennials, but one can certainly find a considerable body of their bussings on the internet, indicating they're the only ones who really get it, and everyone else is just wrong or confused and needs to follow their lead. There is a common thread in all this. Everyone needs to change. We no longer live in a my way or the highway type of world. Everyone must be willing to see where changes are needed. At the same time, everyone must understand that it isn't just the other guy who needs to change. No matter their age, everyone in the workplace has something to contribute. Because of their age, they may contribute in a way that is foreign to older or younger co-workers and supervisors. The only way to resolve this in the 21st century workplace is to strive to understand each other and be willing, maybe just a little, to change. What do you think? I'd really like to know. Please leave a comment.